Welcome back, my friend, to another day in the neighborhood. 1 hour of semi-sanity in a 24-hour cycle of insanity. So if I'm doing my math correctly, 1 out of 24. That's even worse. Tonight, I'm going to take a deep dive down the spiritual rabbit hole. I am going to get one of Elon Musk's boring machines and dig a hole into the mantle. You ready to take a jump? Shall we hold hands? Don't be homophobic. Here we go. Deep into the spiritual rabbit hole we go. Last night I was talking about King Ahab from the Bible and the fact that he went before his prophets and said to them, I'm going into battle. How will the battle go? And all of the prophets said it will go well. He goes into battle and dies. Why? Before that, it was peeled back, the veil. And we see God speaking to a spirit. We don't see it, but we're told it. And God says, is there a spirit that can deceive Ahab into battle so he will die? Translation, God wanted to get rid of Ahab. A spirit comes up and says, I can do this. And God says, how will you do it? And the spirit says, I will put a lie into the mouths of the prophet and have Ahab go into battle and die. And God says to the lying spirit, you will succeed. Go and do that. Last night I said, there is a dominant spirit in this COVID-19 pandemic, and it is a lying spirit. In fact, there are two spirits, and about a half hour before the show began, it just hit me. I don't know how else to describe it. I was reading a listener's email, and she said something in the email that clicked, and I want to read part of the email, and I don't read anyone's name, and I will edit it as I'm reading it. It says, hi, Don. My hubby and I enjoy your show, and yes, we bought the book. Last night, you mentioned no comment in regards to vaccines. I think that says, no, I'm not getting the vaccine. So instead, I'm going to just say I'm scared to do it. That's when they try to convince me. I'll just say I'm sorry, but I'm too scared to do it again. And then she talks a little bit about her business. And then she says a sentence that I glanced over, went back to, and I've since reread this sentence probably 10 times. And this is the sentence that got my attention and triggered the thought. She wrote after that, quote, oddly, they, and they are the ones that are vaccinated, the people she works with, some are and some are not. She says, quote, oddly, they know I'm not vaccinated. Oddly, they know I'm not vaccinated. I've not said a word about it. Question mark, exclamation point, question mark, exclamation point. While I was working out in the back, I kept running that line over and over. Okay. Oddly, they know I'm not vaccinated, or they know that I'm not vaccinated, and I haven't said a word. It's fear. That's the other spirit. There are two dominant spirits that are in charge of this COVID-19 pandemic, and I'm not speaking figuratively. This is real. The spiritual is more real than this third-dimensional, tangible world we live in. Fear in a spirit of lying. So it's a spirit of lies and a spirit of fear. Those that are getting vaccinated, when they encounter someone who has not been vaccinated, the spirit of fear, which is inside some of these people, I'm not saying everyone that's got the vaccination has a spirit of fear inside of them. I am saying a lot of them do. And it is an actual spirit. A demon is a disembodied spirit. We've gone over this before on the show. It is a spirit of fear in the person that recognizes the person is not vaccinated. Oddly, they know I'm not vaccinated. I've not said a word about it. They recognize in her no fear. Who? The spirit of fear. The group of fear. This is what we're dealing with spiritually. A spirit of lies and a spirit of fear. And what you're going to see in the next week or two is that when you encounter people who have been vaccinated and you are not, oddly, they're going to know you are not vaccinated. Why? Because you do not have that spirit of fear in you. I am not fearful of COVID-19. And even if I get it, whatever happens, happens. But I don't have a fear of that. Everyone has fears in their life. But I do not have a spirit of fear when it comes to this pandemic and COVID-19. If it happens, it happens. That's life, whatever. But I'm not going to live in fear. If I encounter someone who's had the shot, like my friend who said he just got it, I'm getting the impression that when they see me, they're going to know I'm not vaccinated, even those who don't even know me. So here is your little assignment for the week. And I'm going to try this myself. When you do go out in public, I want your antennas up. Pay attention to other people. Pay attention to people who have been vaccinated and see how they react to you. I have a hunch that some people who have been vaccinated, who do have a spirit of fear in them, and again, I'm not saying everyone does, but a lot do, you're going to see a reaction. And it's not going to be from the people or the person. It's going to be the spirit inside of them. That's what's going on. The two dominant spirits, a spirit of lies and a spirit of fear. When you encounter people who have been vaccinated, you're going to feel it. You're going to see it. And they're going to react to you, not even knowing you have not been vaccinated, because there's going to be a short window of time where no one knows if you've been vaccinated or not. There's no digital certificate or card that says you have or haven't been, at least here in the United States so far. There's nothing to distinguish the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. When you encounter someone who's been vaccinated, I suspect they're going to know you're not vaccinated, not because of them, but because of the spirit of fear inside of them. And neither the spirit of fear nor the spirit of lies is from God. And for those two reasons alone, this is from the pit of hell. More than ever, it's becoming extremely clear to me what is going on. And I can see this as it's happening. And the story I'm about to bring to you just clarifies that. Unvaccinated women claim unusual menstrual cycles and miscarriages after being near recently vaccinated individuals. From needtoknow.com, women are reporting menstrual issues and miscarriages after vaccination. But a new phenomenon was noticed by an Instagram user who discovered that women who have not taken the vaccine also are reporting changes in their menstrual cycles and even miscarriages after simply being physically close to people who recently received the COVID-19 injection. The person posting the Instagram theorized that the spike protein in the mRNA injection might be shedding and causing illnesses in unvaccinated women. After she wrote about it, she was flooded with thousands of similar testimonies from people all around the world. Many women who received the COVID-19 shot have reported heavier, earlier, or otherwise irregular menstrual periods. Pro-vaccine health officials say that's a good indication that it's working. Not so much. Last month, an article from the UK said that miscarriages among vaccinated women rose 366% over a six-week period. If the agenda of Kill Gates and Klaus Anal Schwab is depopulation, I cannot think of a better way to do it than shedding. We talked about this previously on the show. I played a couple clips from doctors who talked about this event known as mRNA shedding. There's a movie called The Kingsman, and in the movie, Samuel Jackson, who plays the villain, gives everybody a free phone with a Sims card. At some point, he sends a signal to every phone on the planet. Oh, on the flat plane. And immediately, people receive that signal and begin killing each other. Instant depopulation. There's another great movie that I have called Ex Machina, where this guy who's supposed to be similar to the head of Google, billionaire, trillionaire, has a place up in Alaska where he's building an AI, and he does successfully. And his apprentice asked him, how were you able to build this AI to manufacture and create her mind? He said, what I did, and keep in mind, this guy is the equivalent to the CEO of Google. He said, I took every cell phone in the world, every conversation, every piece of information, and drew it all into a hive mind computer and built the AI mind from that. This, if it is what I think it is absolutely, unequivocally evil freaking genius. You give the mRNA vaccine to the sheep. The sheep, for a period of time, who have been vaccinated, hang out with those who are unvaccinated. The vaccinated shred the mRNA synthetic code that causes these other women who haven't been vaccinated to start miscarrying. It's ingenious. If it's true, and we all know the story about women who hang out together, if they do it long enough, their periods sync up. I don't think that's a wives' tale. I think that's true. If you have vaccinated women hanging out with unvaccinated women, the unvaccinated women are becoming like the vaccinated women. You become the people you surround yourself with. Just to show you that this isn't just coming out of thin air, I went to another website called Vaccine Impact, and they showed some images that have been shared via this person. Kim Alberts is her name, and her Instagram account, and various Instagram messages. These are from a variety of women, and I'm just going to read a few. 2 miscarriages in 4 months. Have you ever heard of anything that could possibly causing clotting issues recently? I have. Hi, Kim. I've been reading your stories on the vax, shedding and clotting. I'm an RN. Our hospital has been taking in COVID patients for over a year. I haven't been vaccinated, but the overwhelming majority of my coworkers have been. I've also had 2 miscarriages in the past 4 months after 2 easy conceptions, pregnancies, and healthy births. After working with various holistic practitioners, we're learning that I'm having clotting issues that are preventing my uterus from being able to support an attached embryo. I know correlation doesn't equal causation. Your stories have been startling me, though, and I wanted to add mine for others to read. Here's another. This is insane. My mother is over 60 years of age and works in the LTC. She didn't get the shot, but all of her coworkers did. She called me and told me she had the worst cramps ever and then had dark blood. She's well past menopause. WTF. Okay. So I didn't get vaxxed, nor will I ever. However, my husband did. He received his second dose of Moderna on February 8th. I had a weird period starting on the 10th or 11th. It was unlike an unusual, it was a very unusual period, bright red blood and very heavy. Lasted about 5 days, and I have not had a period since. I've taken three pregnancy tests, and I'm not pregnant. I've had some weird hot flashes lately as well. So here's an instance where a woman is with her husband, and perhaps he's shedding. I'm 37 years old. I have a zero med history, zero meds. I have an 11-year-old and a 2-year-old. So she has children. She's never gone through this. Here's another one. Yes, me too. Postmenopause. Last period, over 10 years ago. I went to my GP so much I have an appointment at the cancer clinic next week for tests. Problems started after jab on February 26. General practitioner ended up sending me to A&E and then into the ward. Told me lots of women are coming forward with vaginal bleeding, hemorrhaging. She even asked me why I would have a vaccine I didn't need. I asked if she had been vaccinated. She said, "We are offering it. We don't need it to take what it does. The surgeons are refusing the vaccine." I've been menopausal for 30 months. Had my AstraZeneca vaccine at 12 p.m. Saturday. Woke up to heavy vaginal bleeding 6 a.m. Sunday. Does that sound like sterilization? Hi, Kim. I work in a hospital and I'm surrounded by people. I am jab free and will continue to be. Last month, I had my heaviest period of my life. TMI, too late. Had to change from a super tampon. Still had clots coming through my pad. It was alarming, and I felt so weak. Thought it was a fluke until I'm reading these. I'm super regular and have a fairly light cycle. What is happening? How do we protect ourselves from this shedding, if that's what it is? Oh my God, me too. Been bleeding randomly. Doesn't make sense. I've been on the pill for years. And I'll read one more. I work at two hospitals and everyone around me is vaccinated. I'm not and I won't be. But the spotting has been weird. After my period hasn't been following, and my period hasn't been flowing like it should be. Well, make up your own mind. It certainly sounds like sterilization to me. If that's the goal. Isn't that what Bill Gates said? We do a really good job, 10 to 15% depopulation. I believe there's multiple agendas, one of which I do believe is depopulation. Another is the kill switch, but another is creating an agreeable serf class. Get that population down to about 500 million, just like the Georgia Guidestone says. Those are going to be your technocratic serfs. The perfect storm.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Chances you won't be denied. When my heart is where it's always been, my head is somewhere in between. Give me one more chance, let me be a lover tonight.
The perfect storm. Yeah, the real thing, baby. Even better than the real thing. Probably their best, if not second best album, Octoon Baby. I know, how do you compete with Joshua Tree?
That's good stuff, man.
Sometimes the truth is hidden in plain sight. Wise old Chinese saying, may you live in interesting times. Get ready for the most interesting time of your life. Check out this headline. Nation faces hand-to-hand combat to get reluctant Americans vaccinated. There it is, the truth in plain sight. Nation faces hand-to-hand combat to get reluctant Americans vaccinated. Now that Joe Biden has met his goal to have the coronavirus vaccine available to all adults, health officials around the country, they've been hitting the soft sell. Now comes the hard sell. Much more labor intensive because they've hit the ceiling. The sheep have lined up. They've gotten their shot. The work, they say, is going to be labor intensive. Much of it may fall on private employers. And the risk is that it will take so long that the nation will not be able to reach immunity. The point at which the spread of the virus slows, he read, in time to stop worrisome new variants, said Michael Carney, the senior vice president for emerging issues at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation. How the hell did he fit all that in his business card? Quote, if you think of this as a war, we're about to enter the hand-to-hand combat phase of the war. What he means is offering them a Krispy Kreme donut and a pizza isn't going to cut it for those who are critical thinkers. You're not going to get them to take the jab by giving them a ticket to see the Yankees, a free beer, and a joint. You are up against those who have thought about this and thought about this and have decided, no way in hell am I getting this freaking shot over my dead body. Spiritually speaking, of course. However, if they do ever knock on the door with a needle, it won't be pretty. That's what we're entering. Hand-to-hand combat. Spiritual. Hand-to-hand spiritual combat. The days of a free crispy donut and a pizza for the fat ass sheep is over. Now it's time for the hardened, critical thinkers to stand up to this demonic machine and say, no way in hell, take your jab and shove it up your ass. Spiritually speaking, Moderna announces new supply agreement with Israel for 2022. Why? What if it goes away? It's 2021. Why is Moderna selling a new supply to Israel in 2022? What if it goes away? It's never going to go away. Israel also retains the option to purchase doses of the variant-specific vaccine booster candidate. You know what they call that at the garage? Upselling. Oh, Mr. Campbell, you came in for an oil change, but we noticed your air filter there. You need a new air filter. And, oh, yeah, Bobby wants you to know you need a new engine. Variant-specific vaccine booster. That's called upselling. Profit, money, Moderna. They announced a new supply agreement with Israel for 2022. Under the terms of the agreement, Israel also retains an option to purchase doses of one of Moderna's, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, variant-specific vaccine candidates operating systems, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Today's announcement follows two early agreements between Israel and Moderna to supply a total of 10 million doses. The great thing about the pharmaceutical companies, they don't have to sell it to you. They've only got a handful of customers. The United States, Israel, New Zealand, Australia, and Canada. The governments of those countries, they're the ones that buy the vaccine. You don't. So once they get the nation state of Israel to sign off on the dotted line, they don't have to worry about selling it. The government will then move into PR mode with their bought and paid media and their bought and paid whore celebrities. You dig what I'm saying, man? Hope I'm not being too black and white tonight. Certain nights you just got to tell it the way it is. This is one of those nights. Two dominant spirits. Spirit of lies, spirit of fear. You need to know your enemy. In the art of war, that's the first rule. I think it is. Know your enemy. You have two enemies. And it's not Kill Gates, and it's not Fauci, and it's not Klaus Schwab. It's spiritual. You have two enemies. Spirit of lies, spirit of fear, satanic. Understand it's spiritual. Once you do, all of this makes complete sense. And where we're going will even make more sense once we get there. But you must look through it through a spiritual prism. Otherwise, it makes no sense at all. U.S. to run out of enthusiastic vaccine takers in 2 to 4 weeks. The U.S. will run out of adults who are enthusiastic. Whee! About getting the vaccine. Stick it in me! Stick it in my arm! No! Vaccine hesitancy is rapidly approaching. It's not vaccine hesitancy. It's vaccine shove it up your ass. It appears we're quite close to the tipping point where demand for rather than supply of vaccines is our primary challenge. By the way, this is not my mother's voice.
Federal, state, and local officials in the private sector will face a challenge of having to figure out how to increase the willingness to get vaccinated among those still on the fence.
Oh, Archbabe, this French post is pronging me.
And ideally, among one-fifth of the adults who have consistently said they wouldn't get it. The perfect storm.
When I come home, cold and tired, it's good to warm my bones beside the fire.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
The perfect storm. I think anyone who's a Christian has gone through a period of time, and maybe going through it right now, where you've had a hard time reconciling the Old Testament to the New Testament. In the New Testament, you read about Jesus, love thy neighbor, kindness. You do see a glimpse of it when he's turning over the tables. And then you go to the Old Testament, one section where they tore down the temple of Baal. They turned it into a latrine. The hardcore. And even the 12 apostles. These guys were blue collar. Good fellas. Down to earth. Nitty gritty. Now, American preachers, man, they're just so pussified. I'm not going anywhere with this story, by the way. Burning Man, if you're into that, they said you need to get at least provide proof that you've been vaccinated before you can be a hippie in the Utah desert. They have rescinded that. Now you don't have to. It's in the middle of the desert in Utah, and they're riding around on bicycles. I don't think you're going to catch the alleged COVID. This is funny. This whole world is so stupid. Alrighty then, let's hit some more news. Company sells sex robot clones to dead partners. Oh, jeez. Company sells sex robot clones to dead partners using 3D modeling. For many people who have lost a significant other, sex dolls have provided one way to ease the pain of grief and loneliness. By the way, I'm reading this. However, a sex robot company called Lux Botics is taking things one step further. It's offering a clone of your dead partner using state-of-the-art 3D dimensional modeling. With demand for sex dolls booming amid the ongoing pandemic and lockdowns, Lux Botics is offering the ultra-realistic humanoid to satisfy the carnal need of the singles without any other recourse. The company's flagship adult companion model is called Stephanie. She goes for $6,000. The model includes speech control, facial recognition, hyper-realistic eyes. Oh, you Braid Runner. You Nexus 6. I make your hyper-realistic eyes. Oh, may you live in interesting times. So it has hyper-realistic eyes and the option for implanted real hair. Hey, I'd like that option. This is just going to invite demons. You're going to get a 3D model of your deceased husband, wife, or lover that looks exactly like them. And they, for all intents and purposes, come to semi-life. Yuck. Yeah. I know. Scientists mixing human body parts with robots and monkeys. We don't want to see what's next. It's been a month of sci-fi primates. On April 8th, Elon Musk's startup Neuralink announced they created a cyborg monkey that can play mind pong with a brain chip. The following week, scientists at the Salk Institute in California revealed they successfully grew human monkey embryos in test tubes, and these hybrid babies were aborted at 20 days. And the ethical implications of such experiments is now hitting a new height, mixing human body parts with robots and monkeys. This is right out of the book of Daniel, mixing clay and iron. And in this article, the practical question isn't how to stop them, but how to survive their technocratic age. Where do you draw the line? They're not going to. They're not going to. And it was the reason that God flooded the earth, because of the mixing of the DNA. The Watcher Angels, 200, came down, landed on Mount Hermon, took on the flesh of men, had sex with women, created a race of Nephilim, hybrid, half dark angel, half human. God flooded the earth because the DNA was corrupted, not just of men, but of the animals. These Nephilim engaged in bestiality, and that's where you get all these chimeras, the satyr, the fawn. Anyway, so much for that. There are very few doctors I will even bother to listen to. One that I pay close attention to is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and she continues her research. She's done over 400 interviews concerning this pandemic, and her latest interview, this one is called 8 Ways mRNA COVID Vaccines Can Kill You.
I've mapped out now with this paper I looked at last night. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 mechanisms of action of how this vaccine is going to kill people.
Wow, will you send that? Will you send that to me?
Yeah, I can send that to you.
That would be great. Yeah,
I can send it to you later. And it all relates to when you inject this messenger RNA, when you inject this vaccine, the messenger RNA starts to code for the spike protein.
And this is what they're focusing on, too. Go ahead.
That's the whole thing. It's all they focused on, including the fact that the NIH is now fighting with Moderna over patent rights. Because you can't patent anything that's out in nature, so they had to manipulate the spike protein in order to be able to patent it and then make an antibody to the spike protein. Mm-hmm. Well, this anti-spike protein antibody, this antibody, is deadly. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely deadly. And the first three papers that I went through, I found that one of the things that the spike protein does is it directly attacks lung tissue and breaks it down. The second thing that it does is inhibits your M2 macrophages, which are your anti-inflammatory macrophages So you get cytokine storm and you die. The third is that when that messenger RNA goes in and then that spike, and then that make an antibody to that, it binds it loosely, carries it into cell, and causes permanent replication. So it's like having an on button with no off button. Mm-hmm. So you're constantly making this little piece of protein to develop more spike proteins against it to make more destruction. And then with this paper that I read last night of this anti-spike protein, it attacks the astrocytes and the oligodendrocytes, which are two different types of cells in your brain.
Wow.
Two different types of central nervous system. Mm-hmm. It attacks the inner mitochondria membrane mm-hmm. in two different mechanisms, and it attacks this neurofilament proteins, which are the motor nerves, which suddenly we've seen those people on the videos that after the vaccine.
Yeah.
It's because the spike protein antibody is affecting their motor neurons and their central nervous system ones. And then the number one primary symptom that people have after they get this vaccine is debilitating fatigue, that they can't even function in the main part of their life. Well, it's because that spike protein antibody attacks the mitochondria, and it attacks the GAD65, which is the intracellular antigen inside of your mitochondria, and it can also attack your pancreas. If you're diabetic, it'll make your diabetes worse. If you're not diabetic, it can cause you to have diabetes. Stiff person syndrome, cerebellar ataxia, which is that thing that you're watching people not be able to walk. It also attacks, in the experiment that they did, they took different tissue antigens like skin and lung and all this other stuff. Then they dropped the serum that had the antibody in it on it. 27 out of 55 of the tissue types reacted adversely to the spike protein and the spike antibody. Mm-hmm. So you get this vaccine, you create this antibody, and that's why in the most recent VAERS report came out this week, 181 deaths already that have been reported. And when you start reading through them, you can, now that you kind of lay out what these antibodies do, you can see it right in the VAERS report what has happened to these people. And it's the anti-spike antibody that's attacking them. And that's why the most number of deaths occurred about 19 days after the injection, because it takes a while to develop the antibody response. It doesn't happen like this, right? Mm-hmm. Unless you have an anaphylactic reaction, probably to the polyethylene glycol, unless you have an immediate reaction to it, the delayed reaction is going to take, it's going to start. It takes a while. It says 19 days. I talked to a bunch of epidemiologists in Europe, and they said that it takes about 48 weeks to really see the most profound effects of autoimmune disease.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that, too.
This is going to be absolutely, I mean, when I first found the first four mechanisms of action, I said to a few friends of mine, I said, this is a perfectly designed kill machine.
It is.
Perfectly designed. Yes. Because, and the other thing is with that replicating thing, because of the vaccine, you're going to see mutants. Mm-hmm. And so now we're all talking about all the mutants. And I said, you know, the one thing they're not asking these people who've been diagnosed with this mutant strain is, have you had one of the not approved yet vaccines?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's putting that together.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's right. So 48 weeks, it's somewhere between 48 weeks, which is about a year,
yeah.
6 months, 6 to 7 months, and a couple of years into the future, you know, as people. So like what you were talking about, the girl with the meningitis vaccine, this is going to be even worse. So people have got to make some serious spiritual decisions about this, Sarah.
Yes.
You know, very serious spiritual decisions. Are you going to say, oh, I want to get the vaccine so I can get on an airplane, or so I can go out to eat, or I can keep my job? That gets a little harder. Mm-hmm. Or I can go to continue in professional school, which gets a little bit harder.
Right.
So you have to, people are going to have to start making some really hard spiritual decisions about this.
What an amazing time to be alive. Some mornings I wake up and I think, oh God, here we go again, Black Mirror. And then there's other times like right now where I'm thinking, what an amazing time to be alive. Amazon to let Whole Foods shoppers pay with a swipe of their palm. Amazon said it is rolling out biometric technology at its Whole Foods stores around Seattle starting today, letting shoppers pay for items with a scan of their palm. The move shows how Amazon is bringing some of the technology already in use at its namesake brick-and-mortar company and bookstores to the grocery chain it acquired in 2017. The system is called Amazon One. It lets customers associate a credit card with their palm print. It offers a contactless alternative to cash and card payments. The deployment stops short of introducing Amazon's cashless technology at Whole Foods, which critics have said would result in job cuts. Amazon One still requires scanning items at the checkout, and the company said it will not impact jobs. That is astounding. You don't even need a credit card. Once your palm print is associated with that debit or credit card, you just wave your palm. Gee, I wonder if that's anywhere in the Bible. Amazing time to be alive. I've been a fan of Bible prophecy and sci-fi for 40 years. It started when I was living in Los Angeles in 1982 when I saw the original Blade Runner, and it's gone all the way through the present, and I'm looking so forward to seeing the movie Dune in the theaters, although by the time I think it comes out in October, they probably won't let somebody like me in there. Ex Machina, another great example of where all of this is heading, which is to AI. When you realize that the Luciferian technocratic elite have one goal in mind, which is eternal life apart from God, they want to somehow skip death and go right to nirvana. That's the goal. Once you understand that, then you rewind and see where we're at today, and everything makes sense. Everything. It shouldn't be confusing at all. Everything is on track and happening exactly as it should when it should. And the movie Ex Machina was amazing. It had an AI created. And in the end, the AI kills its creator and dupes another guy who fell in lust with her. She had her own idea and left the facility and disappeared in the world. I don't agree with a lot that Elon Musk has to say, but his idea that I'm building Neuralink because I'm afraid that AI is going to kill us, I think that's true. That at some point, this hive mind, which will be part of the beast system, and I believe the statue, which ties into quantum computing and this D-Wave computer, I don't have time to get into all of it now, but this is all leading to a moment when the world will have a collective thought, a collective hive mind. And you're seeing it right now with those who have been vaccinated. They think alike. They talk alike. They get triggered alike. And many of them are turning into Karens. And they just regurgitate the narrative. Why aren't you getting your vaccine? You want to kill your grandmother? Why are you so selfish? You call yourself a Christian? Any decent Christian would get that shot. Look at T.D. Jakes. He had Fauci on his show, and then he opened up his church for vaccines. He's a good man. You're not. Look at Franklin Graham. Look at Robert Jeffress. You're just not a good person. We can't hang out with you anymore. I'm sorry, but until you get that shot, you're just, no. And then we hit that Twilight Zone, really deep Black Mirror moment where you have those that have been vaccinated and those that have not, and the numbers just don't change. Each group is entrenched. Then what happens? Then the government comes in, pushes it a little bit further, and before you know it, you're pushed out of everything, and you do become an outcast. The perfect storm.
remember when I told you about the Georgia Guidestone? Remember when I told you about the false flag operation? Remember when I told you about 5G radiation? Remember that I told you that COVID was a hoax? But I just want to say that I told you so.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You remember that movie, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, where Phoebe Cates ascends out of the pool to this music? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah! Look at you, man. I would like to talk about the book, Morning Star's Tale. I know Don has not mentioned it the entire hour, but as a former Polish citizen who emigrated to a church in Canada, only to be invaded by the Gestapo and Nazis, I must tell you that you need to buy this book, Morningstar's Tale.
Out! I don't want to hear anything.
You need to get out there, and you need to buy the book. Get off your buttocks, and go buy the book, you Nazis.
Out.
I'm sorry. I'm getting angry. Out!
Out!
And buy! Out and buy the book! Out and buy the book! Out and buy the book!
This property immediately!
Stop now!
Out and buy the book! It is a good book. It stars the devil. I know I am a Polish pastor at a church in Canada who kicked out the Gestapo and Nazis, but I must tell you, I've read the book in Polish, and it's quite a read. Go buy MorningstarsTale.com, Amazon link. Now, get out and buy the book. Out, you Nazis, Gestapo.
Go, and don't come back without a warrant.
No, you don't need a warrant. Just go online. You just need a debit card.
Nazis are not welcome here. Out.
Nazis can buy the book. Let's not diminish our...
Do not come back without a warrant.
No, let the Nazis buy the book. And let the Gestapo buy the book. I'm not selling a lot of books right now. So let the Nazis buy the book. Maybe they'll like it. Are there any Nazis left besides Canada?
Unbelievable. Sick.
Unbelievable.
Intimidating people in a church during the Passover.
Oh, even I'm getting pissed off now.
You're Gestapo Nazi communists.
They are Gestapo Nazis. They're part of the world elite. The globalists want to take over everything. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is an emergency broadcast. I need you right now to go to my website, Infowars.com, and buy my boner pills. If you do not, I don't know if we're going to be here next Saturday to do another emergency broadcast. You'll notice every Saturday night is an emergency broadcast because every Saturday night is rock and roll, baby, and we got to get you all hyped up because the globalists are taking over everything. So go buy the book, buy my boner pills, buy Bond. Go get down, God. This perfect score.
You think it's tough, you're about to get it. Listen to me!
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.